This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Digging deeper beyond the headlines and giving you the kind of information you need to make your day more complete. At least that's part of my goal here, and I hope it's working for you. Find out more at stevegruber.com. You can follow me there. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you are so inclined. You know, John Brennan continues to contradict his colleagues, and now you look at the testimony from Mark Simpson of Fusion GPS, and you wonder, who does the FBI have on the inside? Is that person still there? It's becoming more clear that the FBI used human intelligence, i.e. a spy inside the Trump campaign. Somebody that was a plant or somebody that they maneuvered and worked with inside the Trump campaign, possibly early on. And what about the evidence that John Brennan perjured himself, the former CIA chief? He should be closely examined to determine whether he perjured himself when speaking to Congress about his knowledge surrounding the infamous Steele dossier. At the very least, new reports raise a lot of serious questions about his integrity, his honesty. You know, several Capitol Hill sources say Brennan, a fiercely loyal Obama appointee, fiercely loyal, a guy who keeps coming out and taking swings at Donald Trump, you know, on social media, talked up the dossier to Democratic leaders as well as the press during the campaign. They say he also fed allegations about the Trump Russia contacts directly to the FBI while pressuring the Bureau to conduct an investigation of several Trump campaign figures beginning early in 2016. The problem is that Brennan denied knowing anything about the dossier months later in front of Congress. Now, how is that? How is it that John Brennan can brag about the dossier, tell people to look at the dossier, encourage the FBI to investigate Donald Trump and his associates because of the dossier, and then say, I don't know anything about it. Devin Nunez is also reportedly investigating whether Brennan perjured himself, as he should. Other investigative journalists, as Tablet Magazine, have referred to Brennan's denial as making no sense, giving the known facts about Brennan discussing the details of the dossier across D.C. during the election, especially in the summer of 2016. Here, reporter Lee Smith writes, in July 2016, Brennan alerted the FBI to the possibility that Russia is seeking to interfere in the presidential election. In August, he briefed the White House and then congressional leaders on Russia's attempts to influence the election for the purpose of putting Trump in the White House. In December, the CIA assessed that Russia had done exactly that, but for 5 months, Brennan didn't bother to look at the document, widely discussed for months by the Washington Press Corps, that deals explicitly with the issue that has the director of the Central Intelligence Agency setting off fire alarms at the FBI, Congress, and the White House. Section 1001 of Title 18 of the U.S. Code makes it a crime to knowingly and willfully conceal a material fact within the jurisdiction of the legislative branch. This includes three constituent parts, elements of the crime, knowledge of a lie of consequence, and a lie told in the course of a government inquiry. All of these things are what John Brennan, in my estimation, has done. Answering a question from Congress at a public hearing is within the jurisdiction of the legislative branch for sure. A fact is a material if it was of importance to Congress, knowledge of the provenance of the dossier, because Brennan said he didn't know where it came from. Didn't know it was funded by the DNC. Didn't know it was funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Please. He knew damn well where it came from and what it was. And the fact that it was being used as propaganda within the government. Thus, knowledge of the dossier was a material fact. That only leaves the question of culpable knowledge. And here is the relevant excerpt from Brennan's congressional testimony, May the 23rd, 2017. Trey Gowdy. Director Brennan, do you know who commissioned the Steele dossier? Brennan, I don't. Gowdy, do you know if the Bureau, FBI, ever relied on the Steele dossier as part of any court filing applications? Brennan, I have no awareness. Gowdy, did the CIA rely on it? Brennan, no. Gowdy, why not? Because we didn't, said Brennan. It wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that we had. It was not in any way used as a basis for the intelligence community assessment that was done. It was not. Really? So Brennan claimed not to know who commissioned the dossier, not to know whether the FBI ever relied on it as part of any court filing, and even claimed the dossier wasn't part of the corpus of intelligence information that they had. The problem for Brennan is this, and this comes from Dan Abrams' Law and Crime website. Dan Abrams sums it up nicely. The problem for Brennan is this. If he had no knowledge of the dossier, what was he telling Senator Reid and others on the Hill when he was apparently talking about the details of the dossier? How could he do that? If reports are accurate, why would Brennan lie? If the dossier was such solid material, so much the FBI vouched for it in a FISA court application, why be afraid of admitting knowledge of it? Here, the story takes a potentially deeper, darker turn, like something out of a cheap dime novel. Increasingly, various followers of the story note the peculiar lack of a consistent starting point of the FBI and CIA investigative roles in the story. In one version, it's Carter Page, a low-level Trump aide who may have been a past informant for the FBI against Russian corruption of American politics. In another version, it's an Australian diplomat who overheard a drunk conversation between another low-level Trump aide, George Papadopoulos, and a low-level professor feigning Russian influence. In another version, it's the British spy agency as a Five Eyes case, referring to the five spy agencies that worked together. Kim.com might call the Five Eyes the five lies and spies. Picking up Team Trump emails and phone chatter and sharing it with Brennan and the FBI. And even another version, it's Christopher Steele, whose dossier ended up in FISA applications for Title I warrants on Team Trump through spying on Carter Page. Why can't the Obama top brass of the intel community and law enforcement explain this increasingly inconsistent opening scene of Russiagate? Where is the disconnect? The question for Brennan is the age-old one in a political scandal. What did Brennan know? When did he know it? And when did this story really start? When did this story really start? Where did it come from? And who put it together? John Brennan, one of the linchpins. One of the linchpins in the investigation has to be. Once referred to, by the way, as the most talented liar in all of D.C., John Brennan, by the people that worked around him. Consider that for a moment. This hour of the Steve Gruber Show has been brought to you in part by Fresh Start Tax Solutions, your Michigan-based professionals. When you're dealing with the IRS or the state of Michigan, Chris McClatcher will be there for you. He's an attorney. He's a CPA. Log on with your Michigan area code, then tax.com. Very simple. 231tax.com, 906tax.com, 517tax.com, 734tax.com. You get it, right? That's it. Your area code, then tax.com. Take you right to Chris McClatcher. Take you right to Chris McClatcher. All right, and he'll help you. Don't do these things by yourself. If you're taking on the IRS or the state of Michigan, do it with a professional at your side, Chris McClatcher at Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and tell him Steve Gruber sent you. We'll be right back.